Hello. Before I get started, let's do some business real quick. Head over to Facebook. You can like the Facebook page. You can comment on the Facebook page. You can share the Facebook page. Then you can head over to Twitter, where our Twitter handle is @comesnaturalpod. Then you can also follow us on there. You can tweet at us. We'll tweet you back. Some of us will follow you. Then head over to iTunes, where you can rate the show, where you can review the show. You can subscribe to the show so you get it downloaded every Wednesday and Friday when they come out. And then head over to blogtalkradio.com/comesnaturally, and you can download it from there directly. You can use that as the RSS feed for any favorite podcatching app you like, as well as get all the links I just talked about with the Facebook and the Instagram and, of course, iTunes. And that's it for the business. Welcome to The Awesome with Cody. We're going to wrap up November's theme of comic books that should be turned into franchises for TV and or movies or both. And today's is a big one. This is called Fables. It's by Bill Willingham. He's the writer. He wrote the entire series. He's had several artists to go along with it, pencilers as they're referred to in the industry. Most notably, he would have Mark Buckingham. He had Lon Medina and Steve Lalaho, I think is what it's called. His name is. But this comic book, the reason I chose this one and made it last, mainly because there's a lot to it, and I will do some spoilers, but I'm going to try to be spoiler light on this one. But the main thing about this particular book is it's very adult, but it plays off of many of the childhood fables, as they were known, fairy tales that we grew up on. Obviously, the biggest influence would be the ones from Disney. You have, Cinderella, you have Aladdin. You have, there's the Three Little Pigs. There's, every fable you can imagine, everything from the ones that Disney did to just the regular ones are all in this book. And the premise of this book is this evil force has taken over the different realms that make up the fables where they live. And because of this, they have to escape their homeland and seek asylum in New York, as well as other places. In New York, they kind of make this this place called Fable Town, which is a building in New York that is masked by magic. And a lot of the creatures, so like the Big Bad Wolf, the Three Little Pigs, all those ones, they take human form with these enchantments by witches so they can blend into our society. And then they have to, basically over the eons they've been here, they've had to adapt because they're immortal. They don't age. They can die, but they don't age, so they're ageless. I usually really say not immortal, because immortal means you wouldn't be able to die. I think really is what it comes down to. But so they're ageless. They don't really age, which sucks for some of them, because some of them look, I mean, they're stuck in a boy's body. The whole thing about this is Bill created this world where these fables from different fairy tales and folklore, as it said, had to escape their homeland, like I said, from what's referred to as the adversary. And in doing so, enemies like the Big Bad Wolf and the Three Little Pigs have to somehow coexist. They're not the only ones. You have Blackbeard, you have Snow White and Rose Red, you have Prince Charming, who's a fucking sumbitch. All the fables you could ever imagine, they're in this, but they have to find a way to live in harmony together, because their greater evil that threatens both of them is the adversary. And anytime they can't really go back to their homeland, because of the adversary will kill them. So they have to, coexist in this building. It doesn't always go well, but they have to, they have a police force, and they have judges, and they have a ruler. They have administration. Then they have to actually get jobs so they can pay for things. It's pretty insane. But when they take human form, they don't lose like some of their abilities and things like that. So, what Bill did is he went and looked at all the famous fables, and he actually combined some of them together, to give these more rich stories. So for example, Prince Charming is the same handsome, roguish prince you see in all the different tales, all the different stories. So Snow White, Cinderella, Rose Red, and all those ones, those are him. It's the same guy. He literally is a philanderer. So he just goes from one lady to another. And like, he's just a piece of shit, basically cheating some bitch. It's actually really a really clever way of doing it. But the book is very adult. There's references to, I mean, there's a lot of murder. There's references to rape and racism and all these different things. And he doesn't use it for like a soapbox. He just uses it as like, these things exist everywhere you go, not just, you know, on humans. The fables have that same issue that they have with each other that don't fit in. So it's pretty interesting. I would say if you're going to read this or check it out, if you read the first trade paperback, it's called Legends in Exile. It is issues 1 through 5, and it's the story of the wolf and the fold. It's Legends in Exile, but it's like there's a story, prose, I guess. You like basically the overarching story is a wolf in the fold, is the story arc name. This will set the tone for you quite a bit. Now, I will say this about the first trade. The first trade, in the overall larger scheme of things, is actually a very narrow story base, because it goes drastically wide with how far this reaches and the rules that they have set aside over the eons of living in the mortal world. So just know if you enjoy the first volume, I highly recommend continuing. There's in total, now that the series is over, it ended in 2015. There's a total of 22 paperbacks or 15 trade papers or collectors or hard dust, like a deluxe edition. So either way you get it, if you get volume one in the deluxe editions, which is like usually a hardcover, that's issues 1 through 10, which tell two different stories. That tells you the Legends Exile and Exile and Animal Farm. And they all the stories link together. It's not like an anthology thing where there's like a bunch of different stories. It's just different happenstances through all of them. And the story expands across many things, our themes, while going through this. And it has to do with, again, the main story is the adversary, this super powerful being, has conquered, slowly been conquering all of the homelands and driving all the fables either to death or into exile here in our world, in the mortal world, and mostly into New York, into the building they have nicknamed Fable Town, because it's like a town in its own right, and they have like businesses, there's shoe shops and restaurants and all sorts of stuff they have in there that they do. It's pretty cool. There's a lot of really good stories told in this. One of the most compelling stories, of all of them would probably be, I think it's book, I wanted to say it's book 10, issues 60 through 69. It's called the Fables of the Good Prince, I believe is the one. I could probably look at it. It's right behind me somewhere. It is. I can pull them up. It's phenomenal. It's so well done. And you can't just jump to that story because there's a lot to it. But there's a lot build up in it. But I mean, I just try. You can and actually, I can probably look it up. If you try Volume One, if you so first off, if you like fables like the fairy tales, you know, Cinderella and Snow White and the Big Bad Wolf, the Three Little Pigs, and all that's Jack and the Beanstalk and all those different ones, this is definitely going to be for you. Just know that it's not those, you know, happy stories that you would think would be a thing. It's a very adult style. There's a lot of adult themes in it. Relationships, murder, sex, like I said, racism, homosexuality, all sorts of things in there. And it's a very clever way of doing it. And again, it's not Bill getting on his soapbox and trying to be heard about certain topics. He just takes what would normally be some taboo things and things like that that happen to our regular lives and throws it into them, into their lives, because they are essentially are creatures just like us that have feelings and fall in love and hate each other and things like that. So it's very cleverly done. Excellent story through the whole thing. Like I said, there's some really sad parts. There's some really funny parts. There's some recurring jokes that they do. And he does an amazing job of weaving in a lot of the things. Even the Arabian Nights one Snow White goes to the Arabian Nights and tells the tales of Ali Baba and all those things. It's pretty spectacular, if you ask me. And if you didn't, sorry you didn't ask me, but you should. So if you want to buy the trade paperback, it is it's usually $13, like Amazon. I'm looking at Amazon right now. They have it for $11.37, so if you want the trade paperback. If you're a Kindle person, if you want to read it on a Kindle or on like an iPad or even on your computer through the Kindle website, you can actually get them a lot cheaper. The Volume 1, which again is issues 1 through 5, is $7.76. And if you wanted the better, I always say better version, but the deluxe edition book 1, which is issues 1 through 10, that one's $24 on sale through Amazon, and that's the deluxe hardcover. And they come with slip sleeves, so they have a dust cover that comes on them, and they're very well printed. The pages are really thick, nice, glossy paper. And, of course, the covers are amazing. The interior artwork is phenomenal. The overarching story is a good one. So if you really want to dive deep, you can do the deluxe editions. Otherwise, you go with the individual volumes, the trade paperbacks, which are available, again, through Kindle as well as paper, the trade paperback itself, the cheaper route to go if you want to just kind of check it out. But go from there. And then through the years of making this particular book, which has a total of 150 issues of the main story, and I bring that up because Bill went out and actually wrote, not went out, but he wrote other spinoff stories to go along with it, which is pretty cool. They range in different ones. You have, like I said, you have the 1001 Nights of Snowfall, which is the one I was talking about where Snow White, goes to Arabia and tells about the, and obviously interacts with the Arabian fables, and you learn about the jinns, which is their version of the genie, and they're not very nice at all, which is pretty cool, story. But you have Cinderella miniseries, you have The Last Castle, you have Wolves in Heartland, you have Fairest, which is all the female characters, so Sleeping Beauty, Rapunzel, and Cinderella, are all in their own stories in there, and they tie in with the other ones, but you don't have to read these if you don't want, but if you're really into them, like I fell in love with this book just by reading the trade paperback for number one. I believe I was looking for something. Actually, I bought the deluxe edition because I have the deluxe editions, not the trades, but I bought the deluxe edition Because I go through this thing where I read so many comic books that I want to try to venture away from like the superhero stuff and others like that. So I was venturing out and I was like, you know what? This seems kind of cool. I never really read about it. I never really read anything, but I know a lot of people liked it because I saw it everywhere. And I know there's like a bunch of rumors about being made into a TV show, into a movie. They were thinking about doing an animated version of it, which really would play better as an animated version than like a live action. Live action would be kind of expensive. For the most part, they have people in them, but then they have other big creatures and the transformation of Bigby Wolf from human to wolf. And he's not like a small, like timber wolf. He's a giant monster wolf, which is the aesthetics in it is fucking fantastic. But so I fell in love with that one and I burned through them. And I got to the part where I caught up to the print issue ones, the actual individual bi week or bi month or monthly one, so once issue a month, and started buying those, and then started going back and buying the previous editions in the individual. So I have 1 through 150 in the individual issues, as well as I have the deluxe edition hardcovers that I bought to go through. Because I like reading stories. I don't like waiting to finish a story, which is one of the reasons, if you know me, and I buy a lot of comic books, I don't read them right away. A lot of times, unless it's something very new and I want to check it out, like I'll buy an issue, and then if I like it, I'll continue on. But I don't like to read them like one story a month on there because I just hate waiting. So a lot of times what I do is I wait for like 3 or 4 months to go by when I have like 3 or 4 issues built up and I'll read all of them in a row. And it's usually that's a really big chunk of the story. A lot of story arcs are like a 1 through 5. If you're DC, it's 1 through 12, which if you know that month, if it's not like a bi-monthly book, which a lot of them aren't, that's a year. So you have to literally wait every month of getting a new one, and it drives me insane. But I will give props to DC and Image, not so much Marvel on this one, but when they get to the end of a story arc, they'll push out a deluxe edition or a trade paperback shortly after that. So if you want those that don't want to buy individuals, because they individual comic books are fantastic, but they take a lot of room, trust me, I know they take up so much room. Long boxes and short boxes. I have so many, I build furniture out of them. It's kind of stupid. But the deluxe ones, if you have a nice bookshelf or you want to have a nice bookshelf, you can fill a bookshelf with them and they're gorgeous because they have really good imagery on them. Plus, a lot of people who come over to my house who don't know will see all the books and they start, I'll let people borrow shit. I don't care. And they'll look at them and they're just like, oh, what is this? And like, I always like show people volume 1. And I'll go to a certain page, and that page is literally a double page spread of an interior of an apartment just covered in blood. Blood dripping from the walls, from the roof, all of the furniture, giant puddles. And Bigby Wolf has to basically discover who was murdered and who did it. And it's the imagery is fantastic. I mean, spot on. That's pretty much it for volume 1. Like I said, spinoff wise, they had so many. Jack of Fables, which is Jack Horner. That one's a pretty cool little story as well. They did another spinoff called Fables, The Wolf Among Us, which is actually was two things. One is its own book, which was good, but I kind of fell off after a while. It wasn't as good as the other one, as the main story or some of the other spinoffs. They did a video game. Telltale did a game, if you guys are video game fans, of The Wolf Among Us, even though it's really the story. It's actually its own story, but it does intertwine with a lot of the characters, obviously, from the book itself, but also the story arcs they go through. But it's one of those choose your own adventure type games where you have to choose certain things. You have to like figure out who did what and you get in fights and shit like that. But you play as Bigby Wolf, which is pretty cool because he's overall one of the most main characters of it. You have the larger group of the characters that it revolves around. But for the most part, it's going to be Bigsby Wolf and Snow White, Rose Red, Boy Blue. I know those names are really weird, but that's how they were done through the fables. And then You have Beauty and the Beast, which is a whole tragic story in its own right. You have Grimble, who is really important. There's characters like Bumpkin, Old King Cole, Pinocchio, Briar Rose. I mean, if you know story, fables and stuff, these are like names of characters. And what Bill did is he took a lot of the stories, like, for example, Prince Charming, and he made that the same character through all the different stories. So Prince Charming is the same Prince Charming from Snow White, same Prince Charming from Cinderella, all those different stories that you have that handsome prince that is Prince Charming, and it's the same guy. He's goes through different stories. So they basically take all the stories that you learn and you do, that's their real lives in the homeland where they come from, like, so the different universe. But to us, there's individual stories, but to them, it's their one long-running life. And then, so there's this big thing about how, like, the faith in those stories are what keeps them alive and young. It's interesting. There's a lot of interesting stuff thrown in there. Bill did a very good job of not just making adult versions of fairy tales and calling it a day. He did an amazing job of adapting them and changing the story a little bit and, like, throwing a real big wrench in the works, I guess you could say, which is pretty cool. But yeah, I mean, it's got a lot of, like, really sad moments in it too. And it's got a lot of real, real moments in it. If you know what I mean? Like the things that, like, make you think about certain things, like, is he bad? Is he good? Is she bad? Is she good? Like, is he lying? Is she lying? All these different things. And it's just like this crazy, like, soap opera style thing. But, like, so it's so awesome. I mean, it's just the way they do it. And again, the story is phenomenal. I love the way he did the characters because they're a lot different than the characters that we think of they are is from the fables and the stories we've heard, because they are those people, but they have real lives. And of course, stories are stories. So to leave out some of the terrible things that have happened and some of the despicable things that other characters have done. So that's pretty cool the way they do that too. But yeah, Fables is pretty fucking cool. So again, if you want to check it out, trade paperback number one, usually about $13 or so, a couple bucks less if you go through Amazon. If you do the digital version, the Kindle version, I'm sure you can get it through iBooks if you use your iTunes user, because they do comic books on there too. But Kindle's obviously, like, a big thing, because they own Comixology. So that's another way to do it too. So if you have that stuff, it's another way to do it. But they have that, so you can do that one. But yeah, trade number one is issue 1-5, deluxe edition. Volume one is 1-10. Either way, you're not going to be disappointed if you like that kind of stuff. But again, this is not kids stuff. The covers don't, like, dictate, oh, it's, you know, bright colors, it's got to be for kids. The covers are pretty adult too. Not that on nudity on them. They have some close to nudity on a couple of them. But they're very art styled, on there. And then the characterization they do with a lot of the characters is pretty awesome. Visually in it, they're very clever about it, because Bigsby Wolf is the big bad wolf from the different stories. Anything that was there was a wolf involved, that's him. And so that's pretty interesting as well, because he's a pretty bad guy, but he's ended up being like a hero in a way. And he's like the fable town sheriff, lawman, if you will. But they do a cool thing in the first volume where he goes to investigate the murder of a fable. And when he walks in the room, the shadow cast on the wall is actually a shadow of a wolf, but he looks like a human because he's in human form. So that's pretty cool too. So I recommend that for sure. It's pretty awesome. I believe that is it, for this week. So read Fables if you want. And I believe it should be a bigger thing. Now that it's over, it'd be easier to adapt to something bigger. I would hope a TV show, if not animated, be live action, but it needs to be a show, 'cause there's so much good story in it that I think it would lend really well to the people who like True Blood and the people who like Once Upon a Time, but like don't want just, you know, mamby-pamby stories. They really want like adult themed stories. And it's not like a hardcore sex or anything in them. It just happens to be the thoughts, the happenstance of what's going on in the stories. That's where it gets adult. So just know you're not going to hand this to your child unless you're a pretty cool parent and you want your kids to be super dope and know about shit and have imaginations and grow up to be cool people. Anyways, so check out Fables. That's it for this episode. That's it for this month's theme. Next month's theme, if you couldn't guess from what's coming up, it's going to be Star Wars. And I know you're thinking, oh, you can just go over each episode. No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through and I'm going to talk about something awesome within the Star Wars universe that's not one of the movies. And I'll touch on the movies because a lot of this stuff has to do with it, but that's all next month. So next month, December, is all Star Wars stuff in honor of The Last Jedi coming out the second week of December. So that's it for The Awesome with Cody. I am Cody, and as usual, let's be awesome.